I mean, when I was just looking at the YouTube videos and noticed, like when you do any kind of search for the 60s or 70s, you get stuff like the Vietnam War, and it was just amazing to think that that was on as you came in from playing outside. You know, you'd be playing football, you'd come in, you'd have your tea, and maybe that if the television was on, you'd see this this stuff, you know, going off about the Vietnam War, and you'd have like a cut glass British accent, like someone like Robert Dougal, the newsreader at the time, and he'd be, if it was him, he'd be there in this posh accent, introducing stuff from the Vietnam War, and the Vietnam War used to seem to like be always on the news for like ages and ages, you know, like for years or something. I don't know how long it actually went on for. And they were rattling on about the North and the South, and I don't know who the Americans' side was, but it just was, it was there just as a little part of the background then, and just so strange that like these horrific stuff and happy stuff and dodgy stuff and exciting stuff was all merged in, it seemed. Partly, I think, because we were just young, and I think any, if you were young in any era, you probably had a bit of that life in the now that took in shock and excitement in the same minute, you know. But it really seemed to happen a lot then. And looking at the YouTube videos of Vietnam, you know, you get it put to a musical soundtrack. You know, so you get like The Doors, Light My Fire, or Jimi Hendrix or something, Hey Joe, or that kind of stuff, pasted over this these horrific scenes to give it as though it needed more atmosphere. And to my mind, it doesn't need any more atmosphere. It's shocking enough to see. And all these strange names like Ho Chi Minh and Hanoi and Phnom Penh. I mean, for years, those names have just stayed with me as real. As resonating with that earlier time of like amazing stuff on the news that was just a backdrop when the stuff that came into your life when you came in for your tea. Absolutely bizarre, really.